This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Tuesday, April 14th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. The Monterey County Board of Supervisors is poised to move one step closer to a new tax ballot measure. Last month, Supervisor Kate Daniels led the board's request for county staff to return with details for a potential transfer tax on home sales at or above $10 million. The analysis, which will be presented to the board Tuesday afternoon, also examined a transfer tax with a $5 million threshold. The revenue would be used to fund workforce and so-called middle housing projects. Supervisors are also considering a ballot measure to increase the county's transient occupancy tax, which applies to travelers staying in hotels and short-term rentals. If supervisors give the go-ahead, the county will hire consultants to begin polling local voters to assess support. Two candidate forums for the California governor's race will be held in Sacramento Tuesday. Both will focus on issues important to Latino communities. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala has more.
The first is hosted by the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and will center largely on candidates' economic plans. Organizers say Democrats Javier Becerra, Antonio Villaraigosa, Tom Steyer, and Betty Yee, along with Republican Steve Hilton, have confirmed they'll attend. A second forum is being hosted by the ACLU, the California Immigrant Policy Center, and the Latino Legislative Caucus Foundation. That event will focus on issues like affordability, immigration, and civil rights, according to organizers. Democrats Kitty Porter, Tony Thurmond, Steyer, Becerra, Villaraigosa, and Yee will be present.
Republican Chad Bianco declined, and Hilton was undecided as of Monday. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.